Tonight and tomorrow morning, so many of my family will be leaving. Not only you who are a part of my spiritual family, but my physical family as well. I think it was Shakespeare who once said, "Parting is such sweet sorrow." Someone wrote to me a while back in the Way Ministry saying, somehow or other, to say goodbye and God bless you never seems to come easier in life. And tonight I feel the same way. When you go out, my heart goes with you. From a human point of view, I wish we could stay on the mountaintop. I wish we could all stay together, to pray together, to love one another with the love of Christ, and to just bless one another. But out there in the world is a valley of human need. And you are needed in that valley of human need. And so tonight and tomorrow morning, as you all split out to go back to your areas, you men and women who've been ordained, you WOWs who've been commissioned, all of you as ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ, my love and my heart goes with you, because I'm grateful to Almighty God for allowing us to live in this day and time and hour, and to move the integrity and the accuracy of His Word that brings deliverance to any man or any woman who believes it when they hear it. And you're going to tell it to them. On Sunday night, I taught you about the rock of all ages. On Monday night, born again to serve. Then on Tuesday night, maturity in service. On Wednesday night, serving the nation. And on Thursday, serving God. Last night, serving the fellowship. And now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, serving the world. Man is born to live, to be born again to serve. In Romans 12:1, the verse of scripture for this great rock of ages, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Your call, my people, your call to service is to serve the call of the one who called you. As I told you earlier in the week, service requires two things. Number one, having someone to serve. And number two, having something to serve. The someone is that one upon hearing the word, will believe. That something to serve is the word, the Lord Jesus Christ. You need not look this up in the Word, but it's in 1 John 1:5, where it says, God is light. God is the Word. In John 8:12, Jesus Christ said, I am the light. Jesus Christ is the light. He also is the Word. In the Gospel of John, where I'd like for you to turn, in chapter 1, in verse 3, it states, all things were made by Him, that is God. All things were made by God, and without Him, God, was not anything made that was made. In Him, in God, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, comprehend it means it didn't overpower it to us. Then verse 6. There was a man sent from God. And the word sent is apostolos, as an apostle, one who bears new light to his generation. It may be old light, but it's new to the generation to whom he speaks. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7. The same John came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, who is God. He came to bear witness of the light, who is God, that all men through him, through God, might believe. Verse 8. He was not that light, he wasn't God, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which is God. Who was the true light? God is the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into what? The world. The rankest unbeliever out there in the world, the one who's without God and without hope, people, it is by God's grace and by God's mercy and by God's love that he lives. In verse 14, it tells us, and the Word was made flesh. Jesus Christ is the light, he is the Word. And that Word, Jesus Christ, was made flesh. And he dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of whom? He was God's only begotten Son. Mrs. Weirwill and I have two sons. Jesus Christ was God's only begotten. He had only one, full of grace and full of what? Truth. And in verse 16 it says, and of his fullness, of his fullness, of Jesus Christ's fullness, have all we received. And grace upon grace, or for grace, grace upon grace. Grace is divine favor class from God to man. And you and I are here tonight because of God's grace and because of God's mercy. Grace is unmerited divine favor. Mercy is God's withholding of judgment to men. And tonight here at the close of this great Rock of Ages 1980, of his fullness have we all received. And the word receive is not dekomai but lambanod. We have lambanod. The fullness, we have manifested the fullness of God which we have in Christ Jesus, people. You are God's living epistles, people, holding forth the greatness of God's word because of God's grace and because of God's mercy. Isn't that wonderful? In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, Mark 16, verse 15, and he, Jesus, said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to everyone. This was Jesus Christ's commission to the apostles before his ascension. After the day of Pentecost, 10 days after the ascension, this is exactly what they did. Jesus Christ said, go. The first thing you have to do is get up and go. If you and I sit here at the mountaintop of the Rock of Ages for the next year, we'll never go. We'll never move the Word. All we'll do is build tabernacles. Jesus Christ said, go. And even in our country today, whenever it says go, it's the green sign, the green light. The green light's on for you people. Move out from the Way International back into your areas, in your communities, in your cities, in your states, and go, go, go. God's given you the green light to move the Word. And preach the gospel, the good news, the gospel. And the word gospel means good news. Preach the gospel to everyone, everyone, everyone you see, lay the word on him. Lay the word on him. Verse 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized, not with water, but with Christ in them, the hope of glory. He's going to be saved. Word saved is so-so, made whole. But he that believeth not is going to get the trip. It's his problem. But it's our opportunity to hold forth the word. It's man's responsibility to either believe or reject. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow. It doesn't say they may follow. It's in the absolute tense, both in Greek, Estrangelo Aramaic, and in English. These signs shall absolutely follow. They do not precede, they follow believing. Them that do what? Believing. People, signs do not follow men who are just ordained. They do not follow men and women who are ambassadors. Signs follow men and women who do one thing. What?
Believe.
Ambassadors, men and women ordained. Everybody, when they believe, believing's the key to the signs and the ministry that follow. These signs shall. Absolute tense, people. I didn't write the book. You've got to believe for them. You've got to expect them. Because the word says these signs shall absolutely follow those who do one thing. What, people?
Believe.
Believe. Believe. And to believe, sir, is to literally act upon God's word. Right. He said to the man, take up thy bed and walk. And the man literally believed it. He took up his bed and what? He said to another, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Now that's the craziest, lousy thing to ask anybody to do. He should have said, go get yourself a quart of holy water. He said, go down to that silly pool of Siloam. Wash. And the word of God says that the man believed, he went down, he washed, and he came what?
Seeing.
He washed, and he came what?
Seeing.
That's right. People, these signs shall absolutely follow people who do what? That's what the word says, class. That's what it means. That's right. Then it says something else. In my name. That's the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. In my name. In my name. Shall they cast out devils. Shall is absolute tense again. People, when are we going to just believe God's word and walk on it? He says, do it in my name, not in VP Werewolf's name, Maggie Mungan's, Johnny Junkup, Jump Up Henry Beloco, or the Virgin Mary. But in my what? Name. In my name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God's only begotten Son. He says you can cast out devils. Well, I want to tell you there's some out there, so cast them out, right? They shall speak with new tongues. Well, why not? If they take up serpents or if they drink any deadly things accidentally, it's not going to hurt them. Now listen to this. They shall lay hands on the sick. You do it. And the sick shall do what? Recover. People, our God's a delivering God. Our God is a God of setting men and women free. God never made a failure. God never made anybody sick. God never defeated anybody. Our God is a God of deliverance, people. Ours is a God to serve to the world, people. Right. Look at verse 20. It says, and they went. Jesus Christ said in verse 15, go. And in verse 20, the word of God says, they went. Jesus Christ could say to this body tonight, go. But until we went, it's never going to get going, right? He said to them, go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it. And then in verse 20 it says, they what? Went. They went, people. They went. They moved. They started. They went on. They started moving out, people. The knowledge you have of God's Word and the greatness of the Word that lives in your heart and mind, you just got to get going and move. And as you move, preaching everywhere, you will find the Lord working with you. And you know what He's going to do? He's going to confirm the words with signs following. He's going to confirm the word with signs following. People, two great truths in this section. Number one, the commissioning. Jesus Christ Himself saying, go, 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 go. The word of God. Jesus Christ speaking, the light of the world, where He says, go, go, go. You see, my people, that's a commissioning. That's for every one of you. For you're all ambassadors. Remember, Corinthians, I read it to you at least twice this week. And if you wouldn't believe it the first time, I don't know if you'll believe it the second time. We're ambassadors. We're sons of God. Remember? Beloved, now are we what? Don't you ever think less of yourself than what the Lord Jesus Christ says you are. You are His sons. Has nothing to do with sex. Has everything to do with Christ in you. The hope of glory. You are His sons, people. You're His daughters. And He says what? Go, 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 go. Now the only thing left is, are you going? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Try it. The Word says, they went, they went, they went, they went. And then what does it say? God confirmed His Word. God confirmed it. That doesn't mean they went to confirmation school. Catechetical instruction. No, no, it's a bunch of junk. That's right. I went there for 3 years too. Didn't learn anything about God's Word. Look, God confirms His Word. You speak the Word. And when you speak the Word, God backs it up. Why? Because the Word and God are one people. The Word and God are one, one, one. And God backs up His Word. All you have to do is went. Get going. Just move out. Throwing your shoulders back, your head up, breathing in, and say, yes, I am a son of God. I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I'll be what the Word of God says I be. And here I come. Get out of the way. Here I come. I win. I win. I win. That's right. And then it says, God confirms the going. As they went, God confirmed the Word, the Word, the Word of God as they spoke it with signs, miracles, and what? Right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's God's Word. I'm expecting by God's mercy and grace, should He not return within the next year, that you and many others will return to the Rock of Ages with the great stories of deliverance of how God backed you up as you spoke the Word with the signs, the miracles, and the wonders performed under your hands by the believing in the power of God within your life, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to serve the Word to the world. The responsibility is upon our shoulders. We are to go forth as sons and daughters of God, clothed in the righteousness of Christ Jesus, with the wisdom, the redemption, the sanctification, the righteousness, the justification, and everything else that God has made available. Standing up as sons and daughters of God, declaring the greatness of God's Word in our day and in our time, reaching out with God's Word around the world, for we have been called to serve, for we're born again of God's Spirit, having Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? Yeah. Amen. So let's move the Word of God in an express way. For we are God's chosen for this day, this time, and this hour. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, it's your Word. You said, go preach. And they went, and you confirmed the Word that they spoke by the signs, the miracles, and the wonders that came along. Father, I send your people out from this Rock of Ages 1980, clothed with the righteousness of Christ Jesus, with all the wisdom, sanctification, redemption, glory, everything else, Father, to send them forth to move your Word in the wonderful name of your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless.